Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves.
It's me. I've been wondering after all.
Just kidding. I won't torture you guys. I won't torture you guys. But today is going to be so lit, Jess, because we have Larsa motherfucking Pippen on the podcast.
That is exciting.
It's so exciting. I die. Like, most people know Larsa Pippen as like Kim K's best friend, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Me, like, I knew Larsa Pippen because I'm obviously obsessed with Housewives, and she's like a throwback housewife, right? Yeah. So I was familiar with her due to that, and obviously she's fucking Larsa Pippen.
Yeah.
So obviously you know that name, like everybody does. When she, like, it was announced, Miami's coming back, we're giving the people what they want, Larsa Pippen is back on Real Housewives of Miami, I was freaking out.
Really?
Yes. I find her to be very, like, she's one of those people where you want to know everything, and she gives you just enough to, like, want to know more. Like, give me more.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's on Real Housewives, and Real Housewives is all about, like, giving us exactly who these people are.
Yeah.
You know, it's about their lives.
Yeah, I started watching Real Housewives of Miami,
right,
because of how much you were talking it up. Because I just watch clips because I feel like I'm really busy and, like, I catch up on stuff on the weekends.
Yeah.
I don't. But you were talking up Miami. It was you, right? Yes.
Yes.
And
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. And so I started watching and I'm obsessed.
It's so good.
It's really
good. I
think
that the ladies had a phenomenal season. And I say this all the time. Like, I'm obviously a part of a reality show. I know the drill. These are real friendships. These are people who really hang out. It's really their life story. And I watch it from two different perspectives. One being, because I've been in these situations where you have your confrontations, but you also have, like, really beautiful moments with these ladies and men when it comes to my show. But I also view it from, like, an entertainment standpoint, like, mm-hmm, as strictly a viewer. So when certain things happen, like, I'll sit there and talk to my mom while we watch, like, oh, that girl's a bitch. I would have never done that. But I have, like, so much respect for, like, the quote-unquote, I sound like such an idiot.
No,
like,
you
the,
don't.
The art of making a reality TV show, right?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Because yeah, it is not easy. Mm-hmm. And if everybody, like, when I hear people say, like, oh, she's just a reality TV star, it's like, okay, well, I want you to be interesting enough to have a camera crew follow you in your life.
Well, it shows, okay? Yes. No, that's, and look at all the reality shows that have failed. That's just a thing. That's just, like, reality. Is so many good ones where you're like, this is it. This is the perfect ingredient for an amazing reality show. And then two seasons later, it's canceled.
Right.
So, no, you have to have respect for that, for sure.
I have mad respect for anybody who is on a reality TV show, and mad respect for a successful reality TV show,
mm-hmm,
which I think everything Andy Cohen touches turns to gold. But we have to give credit where credit is due. Like, the women of OC, Jersey, Miami, like, doesn't matter. We're talking about seasons that have been going on for years. And Miami, people loved it so much that when Andy was trying to figure out, like, where do we go next? It was like, well, why don't we listen to the people? And the people are telling us they want Miami. They've been wanting Miami.
Right.
Yes. So they killed it. I believe the last episode of the season aired maybe a week or two ago. It was a two-part reunion. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Larsa was a savage. There's going to be a little part that I talked to her about in this podcast about, I think you say her name, Adriana, brings up Kanye West and his private parts. And Larsa goes toes. And I have to give her mad respect because I love a loyal bitch. Mm-hmm. And she is that. So I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable by bringing it up in a way that is like too out there.
Right.
So when I'm talking to her and it may be a little bit cryptic, just know for my listeners, we're talking about that moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Because I want to show respect. And again, like, this podcast is very different from going out and filming a reality TV show. All of my guests that I have on, like, I tell them before we even start, if you say something and you get a little too comfortable, because I've been there where I feel like we're doing a podcast and I open up to whoever I'm talking to and you're like, oh shit, this podcast is not to out anybody. I'm not trying to have people click on my episode because I've spilled some mad tea. I want people to come on here, feel comfortable, share what they feel comfortable sharing. And if they get a little too comfortable and overshare, I tell them I will remove it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to throw anybody off.
Right. Yeah.
So I tried to be respectful and I did tell her, if this makes you uncomfortable, like, I will take it out. Mm-hmm. So there's that. How has your week been, Jess? Are you feeling good? There's a sickness going around that everybody has.
Like a little, it's a stomach bug. It seems to be going, at least going around LA. I know a lot of people who have it. I'm feeling fine. I felt like, I might get it over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think I just like chilled out, drank a lot of water, didn't really
do much.
And I felt fine. I went and saw Batman. Is it Batman or the Batman? I don't like calling it
You're
Batman.
You're asking the wrong person.
Well, it's like, it feels like I'm saying like the Netflix or like, you know, like the Instagram. It's like what moms and dads say. But I went and saw the Batman. It was really good. Robert Pattinson's in it.
Okay, so how funny is this? What? I went to a party a while ago and Robert Pattinson was there, right? Okay. You were at that party, right?
Yeah,
yes, you were
there. I didn't see him.
Okay, so I'm sitting there, though, and I, like, know who Robert Pattinson is, right? Only from Twilight. Only from Twilight, okay? I couldn't tell you another movie that he's in.
Okay.
Which Twilight I didn't even see. Anyway, he's a household name. Right. But I'm sitting next to my friend, and he's like, how crazy is this? Like, isn't this an amazing birthday? Like, Batman's here. And I was like, Batman's here? Where? He was like, right in front of you. I was like, that's Robert Pattinson. He goes, yeah, he's the new Batman. I was like, oh.
Lala, you didn't know?
No, I live in, so I'm a 90-year-old, okay? Yeah. Like, even Stassi will fill me in on things. Like, I'll tell her, I'll be like, oh my gosh, did you hear about this? She's like, that happened like 4 weeks ago, Lala. And I'm like, just finding out.
That's hilarious. Yes. This is the first time I've ever said it. Because I'll admit it. I'm like, oh, Robert Pattinson's not my type. And then I saw the Batman and I'm like, I get it.
Really?
Yeah. He's got this like darkness about him in the new Batman. No spoilers, but it's definitely more like realistic and darker than the other ones I've seen. Or at least so I think. And he is like, I was sitting next to Kyle and I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Like when I saw like it was like a slow reveal and then you see his face and it's just like, oh. Yeah, you should watch it.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any of the other Batmans or no? Are you not a Batman gal?
No. I've seen Friends.
Close.
I've actually started watching a lot of like dabbling into new shows. Like right now, I'm watching the first season of Succession on HBO Max.
What do you think?
It's fantastic. Right. I watched the first season. I think it was like when it first came out, which was pre pandemic mm-hmm. or during. So the yeah. second season was delayed a long time due yeah. to COVID. So I'm rewatching that. It's incredible. But I'm just trying to like venture out of my day-to-day friends in Real Housewives addiction.
It's like the comfort. Like when you don't want to think about it, you mm-hmm. probably go to friends or Real. But I love that. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
How was your weekend? Tell us.
My weekend was good.
Yeah.
I was talking to this new guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Have not literally first time hearing about it. Give me the tea.
So the first time we start talking, he's like, I would love to link up with you at some point. And okay. I was like, great, me too. I fall asleep because it's like late for me, at least. It's like 11 o'clock at night. So I go to bed. I wake up and I have a text that came in at like 11:30. He's like, I was thinking about coming over right now. And I was like, bro, you got me real twisted.
Wait, have you met him yet?
I haven't met him yet.
Oh, wow.
No.
Bold
no.
of him.
This is 2022. People don't meet in person anymore, apparently.
So wait, hold on. So what did you think about that?
Well, I thought it was weird. And then I was like, how old are you? And he tells me how old he is. He's young. And I was like, okay, makes sense. We're going to let that slide. Okay.
Okay.
So then he asks if I want to meet up another day. That doesn't work out because of me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't feeling 100. Then the next day, he's like, are we still good for tonight? Mm-hmm. Said, yes, perfect. This is where I'm going. No, he asks where I'm going.
Okay.
Okay. Wants to link up. I tell him. He then responds, I'm not feeling like going out tonight. Maybe another night, but I'll be up when you're finished. Ugh. If you want to come by.
Like, hit me up after.
I said, LOL, you're crazy. Have a great night.
You did.
Delete the contact. Yes. Yeah. I am a 31-year-old woman. Okay. Right. I have no interest, no time in coming to your apartment to bang it out. And here's where I'm at, Jess. Yes, he's young, whatever. Go. Go do your thing.
Me? Wait, how young are we talking? Are you allowed to say? Because it matters.
He's like mid-20s.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Going. Yeah.
Which is young for men.
Mm-hmm.
Most men.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not looking for anything serious at all. Like at this stage in my life, I was transparent with him like before this happened, like during one of our conversations. I have nothing to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for good company. And like, that was great. Like, we had great conversation, whatever. I'm not in a hoe phase anymore.
Okay.
I've been there. I've done that. I don't judge anyone who is in their hoe phase or their male hoe phase, whatever it may be. Like, go do you. But if you're looking at me to like participate in that phase, I'm not in it.
Okay.
Not in it at all.
Okay.
And I look at sex differently. For me, at this stage of my life and what I've been through, I've told you, Jess, sex, number one, I'm going to have to do a lot of work on this. Sex is tainted for me. It's dirty. It's gross. It represents something that it shouldn't represent. But because I'm just dealing with a lot of emotions, sex just, it freaks me out. I don't want any part of it. And I'm going to have to probably go and have therapy to like reconnect with like the meaning of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And also at this stage in my life as a 31-year-old woman building something amazing when it comes to my business, being a mother to my daughter, I am not going to exchange all of 12 text messages to you and then allow you to do the most intimate thing you can possibly do with me.
Right. No, okay? That makes sense.
No.
No.
I don't know you. You're not going to see me naked. In my most vulnerable state, you don't get that from me.
It's also dangerous if you... I'm like, that's like to, you know, it doesn't matter. But I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second.
Play it.
Okay. So... first things first, do you think somehow things could get misconstrued if you say, because you are, that's like huge credit to you. You're so upfront. Like I've seen it with people. I've seen it. I've heard it. You've told me about it. Do you think things could get misconstrued if you say, hey, I'm not looking for a relationship, number one.
Yes.
Then that's kind of like, oh, sweet. Okay. I know what she, you know, maybe.
100% because I went through that in my mind.
Yeah. Because to me, that's like the next step. Oh, cool. She's just looking to have fun. Here I am. You know?
I'm just looking to parade you around like eye candy.
Right.
Okay.
100%. And I get it. But I'm thinking from someone who doesn't fully know you. You say.
Well, and they don't. By the way, the people that the men I'm talking to. Number one, they ain't watching Bravo.
Right.
Okay. They have no idea who I am. If they Google, they may see the tiniest little grain of sand of what has gone on in my world. But even men that I've been talking to for a few months now, I don't tell them what place I am in my life. I don't tell them what I've been through, where I'm at. Like, I keep it surface level because I have nothing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of me filling you in on my life story if I know this isn't going anywhere?
And is it because you don't want a relationship, or is it like, because you keep saying you have nothing to offer, and my mind's like, well, you have so much to offer, but what do you mean by that?
I mean, I have nothing to offer a man.
Okay.
I am so deep into everything else in my life that I have nothing else to give someone else.
Okay.
I have enough to put into my existing friendships, into my family, into my business. I don't have any other energy to give
right now
to a man. Right now.
Love, positivity. Like, that's just, you're like,
I don't
just
have it.
Okay.
If I have extra to give, it ain't going to you.
Right. That
going
makes sense.
To the people who exist in my life right now.
Yeah.
It's going to my daughter.
Yeah. Okay. So then next, devil's advocate, do you think, and this is probably just my... Lily just came in. Hi, Lily. And Gigi, iconic. She's looking gorgeous today, iconic. By the way.
She is iconic.
Do you think, and this is me probably being naive, and listeners are going to be like, oh my God, but this is just how I was. He could have been like, you know, I want to get to know you one on one. Come over. It's late. I know you're busy. I'm busy. But yeah, 11 p.m. We can chill. We can watch a movie. Let's talk. Do you think that was, because I'm like, what if that was his vibe?
That and ain't his vibe. Trust not. Me.
No.
You don't think if you responded, okay, sure, I'll come over after I go out, but nothing's happening. We'll just get to know each other. You don't think that, or are you like, that's not, no, I'm not. He wants to jump to the come over at 11 p.m.
No, I don't. First of all, it's 11 p.m. Yeah. You should be going to bed. Okay.
Yeah.
All okay. right. I don't care if it's a weekend. Go to bed. All right.
Yeah.
The other thing is, yes, I'll come over to your place or you can come over. Actually, you can't come over to mine. Mm-hmm. I don't want people coming over here. Mm-mm. This is my
especially
safe.
Men.
No, this is a safe space. No.
Yeah.
I'll come over to your place. Mm-hmm. But not first time meeting you. Everyone I'm talking to right now, they're known people.
By the public.
Correct.
Okay.
So safety wise, like that's not the first thing I go to is like my safety's at risk. It definitely obviously always comes into play. I always want to be safe. I don't care who you are. People are still capable of anything even if they're well known. But for me, it's like, I may not even like you. So what? Now I'm stuck at your place and I have to be the honest person to be like, by the way, I'm not really enjoying myself. So I think I'm going to take off. Like, yeah. That's awkward.
And uncomfortable.
Exactly. Let's go out to a public place with other friends and let's just see if like I'm even like texting. Great. You're great at that. You passed that game. But there's a lot of other things that like if I'm looking for good company.
Yeah.
Like I want to find that out. In a public place, and then we can decide if you're interesting enough for me to spend one-on-one time with you.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Who knows?
You may have just won me over because it's like it's respectful and it gives both of you an out. You meet in a public place and you're out with friends. It gives you the option to say, okay, cool. Well, I'll text you later. I'm headed home. And it also gives him the option to say that if he's not feeling you. All right. It was nice to meet you. I'm out.
Right. Because he may not think I'm very interesting, even though I'm very interesting.
That'll never happen. But yeah.
That will never, ever happen. So who knows? I deleted the contact.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you leave it at?
I told him he was crazy.
Oh, that's. And then,
to have a great night.
And what did he say? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
Wild.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know what? Then goodbye. Moving on.
We exchanged maybe 12 text messages in total. Maybe more than that, maybe like 12 each. But it was like, it's not like I suffered a great loss
by
deleting the contact or not getting a response.
Right. Who reached out to who first? If you could tell
us. Oh, I do.
You do.
Oh, yeah. I'm in it.
I love that. See, that's great.
I've reached out to three people in total through the DM and I'm horrific at it.
You are?
What do you say to someone in a DM?
I mean, you're asking me who's like the most awkward person ever. And I praise everything every day that I miss the dating apps. I like missed them by like a few months.
Yeah. Like I, even back when I was like a single person and young, I was never into like the DMs.
Well, because you're also about energy.
I'm all about energy.
So it's hard to do that. It's like, yeah, you could do it for fun, but is it really? It's kind of a waste of my time because unless I'm in front of you and I can like feel your energy and meet you, it's like, what are we doing?
Right. But we're in a different like day and age right now.
Everyone does.
Yes.
DMs. Everyone does. Like,
so I don't even know.
Apps.
Yeah.
So you said, though, that you reached out to a guy over DM and I thought it was cute. It was like you sent like three emojis or something.
Yeah. That's the one that's going the best.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you go.
So it's all in the emoji,
in the emoji. Even though I've been told, I was told when I was working on Idol from the contestants that I would like text them and be like, here's a good caption to like post. And they would be like, emojis are so for old people. And I'm like,
emojis are not for old people.
That's what I say.
No, they're not at all. They're so cute and so fun.
Cute and fun. And like, I don't sometimes have the words. So I'm going to send you an emoji.
Yes.
Because I.
Like, and it's kind of like. Elusive.
Yeah.
Like, what do they mean?
What do they
mean? You know?
Yeah.
It was so funny, though, because I was doing that podcast with the Stallone sisters.
Yeah.
And I was telling them I was bad at DMs. And they go, what did you do? Use emojis? And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I did. And she goes, oh, my God, you did not send a flame, did you? And I was like, yes, I did. And the little, like, chef's hand.
I think that's cute. Are they younger? Are they, like, yes, mid-20s?
No. Okay. I think like, maybe 22 to 24.
Oh, they're young.
Yeah, they're younger.
See, I don't think young people use emojis. And if they do, I think it's ironically, I think. I don't know.
Well, shoot. Okay, if you're, what is it, Gen Z?
If you're Gen Z, if you're like anyone who's between the age of 18 and let's say 25.
Yes, I need you to call my phone number and tell me, give me like your perspective on emojis.
Yeah, is it old to use emojis? Like, because remember hashtags were in and then people took hashtags out, like of captions.
Yes.
Like if you used a hashtag, it was like so lame. And then, yeah, I don't know.
I have hashtags on Give Them Lala Beauty. Do I need to take it off?
No, because for business and company, it's different. And like, for instance, the crying laughing faces were in, as in like I'm dying laughing. And then it was like, no, you don't use those anymore. If you're like dying laughing, you use the skull. Because it means like I'm dead.
I cannot. Okay.
I have an 18-year-old brother. So this is like.
Well, I think that we get a pass. Yeah. Right. Because you want to sit here and be like, oh, people aren't using that anymore. It's like, okay, well, what people? Like the younger generation. Okay. Well, I'm not the younger generation.
Yes.
I'm a millennial.
Right.
And I use this stuff. Mm-hmm. Just like if you're 90, you're not going to try to do what Gen Z is doing, right? Because you just don't know how. You can't keep up.
And also, if you're reaching out or communicating with someone who actually cares, then they're really not worth your time.
If someone told me about emojis, I'd be like, I'm going to go feed my daughter now. I actually have to get to baby sensory class. So like, have a good one. You know?
Yeah. No, it's wild.
I have no time.
No time. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you deleted his contact. Because at first I was on the side of like, okay, wait a second. Let's give this guy a moment. But you convinced me. Like, you
If I'm not looking for anything and you're not offering me the tiniest bit of what I need to like fuel that part of my life, then goodbye. I don't need you.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything you can do or say that would make it more clear? Like, yeah, no, I'm not looking for a relationship, but also I'm not just hitting you up to like hook up.
I don't even have time to do that.
It's like literally I'm saying everything perfectly.
You have to come so correct from the jump that there's no trying. Like, I don't need to have open communication with you. Yeah. I don't need to like vocalize my feelings.
Well, because they have to earn that, I'm sure.
If I'm sitting here telling you that I have nothing to offer, that includes my vagina.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You dumb fuck. I have nothing to offer except for the most perfect part of me, which is the puss.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you looking for then? Can we just like friendship with a little flirtation? And if you guys connect, then eventually something sexual?
Yeah.
Love it.
But I'm certainly not going to exchange 6 text messages and then come over and let you hit. You're out of your damn mind.
It's like you say about Ocean, but in a way different context. You're a luxury. She's a luxury.
Yes. And I'm not knocking anyone who would go over and let him hit after 6 text messages.
Right.
I'm not there at this point in my life. Read my freaking book.
Yeah.
I talk about my hoe phase.
Yeah.
Like, if you're there mentally, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there anymore.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I will never have another hoe phase in my life. Mm-hmm. I very well might. Right now, I don't have an interest.
Right.
Okay? I have an interest in taking you around my group of friends. You can take me around your group of friends. We can talk. We can do whatever. I'm not looking to like unload my life story on you. Let's just enjoy each other's company. And if we can do that and then we start making out and my hand touches your pee-pee and we end up having sex, then like amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear that, boys? You hear that, men?
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Also, I heard that new like hoe phase age for single women is 40s.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, 40s is like the new 20s.
40s is the new 20s or the new 30s. I used to hear 30s was people's, like, women's sexual prime.
Yeah, is it 40s?
I think now it's probably still 30s or, like, mid-30s, but I think it's probably also 40s now, too.
Well, I mean, Larsa Pippen is in her 40s.
Stop.
I know.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Look it up. Look it up right now on your
phone. That's amazing. I'm going to. I mean, do you know what sign she is?
No, but we're going to find out.
Guess her birthday now, because I want to see how close you are.
I kind of am seeing her as like maybe a Gemini.
Okay, let's see.
Or a Taurus.
Larsa,
I could be way off.
Pippen birthday. Okay. July 6th. What is that? Is that Leo?
July 6th is a Leo, I think.
Is it? No, I think it's too early. July 6th, 19th. You guys, Larsa Pippen is 47 years old. I'm actually shocked.
Right? Like,
what?
If that is 47, I can't wait.
She's a Cancer.
A Cancer. I was way off. That was going to be my actually third choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for her.
I think Leo starts mid-July into August.
Or end, mid or end. I just know that I'm a Leo and it's August 5th. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a good Leo.
So do I. So do I. I connect with Leos and Pisces.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I read the other day?
What?
That Virgos, in a work relationship, Virgos teach Leos patience. Is that interesting?
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange because I'm having my psychic teach me patience.
Really? I love that.
I do. Every time I talk to my psychic medium, I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, Lala, you have to let time catch up. And I'm like doing like 27 breath workouts, trying not to like throw shit across the apartment.
Patience is hard.
Stassi and Hartford and Bo got Ocean a book of her signs, like her entire house and where all of her... And we share three signs. And Ocean's a triple water sign. She has in three of her houses Pisces.
See,
so I'm reading up on her right now.
That's amazing. Maybe we should get a real. I know you've had a guest on the podcast before who's really into, I think, Zodiac and stuff. But maybe getting someone else to do like your and Ocean's.
And like what I'm going to have to battle.
Yes. Because that's so interesting to me. I just don't know. I have like the furthest. I'm like, I have the, what's it called? The CoStar app.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
That's like, what I have. The CoStar app is bomb. But yesterday I had the Guzbans over and I was reading Ocean's chart. And in one of them, it said things to look out for with where her, signs are placed.
Tell me.
And it was like, watch out for their addictions for drugs and alcohol. And I was like, my mom and I looked at each other and we were like, we'll just have to keep an eye on it. And Logan looks at me and he goes, better check her into rehab now. She's one. She could in high school. We need to get her into rehab immediately. Like, I think a million miles ahead. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Drugs and alcohol. Fuck. You know, it freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. Well, good news on that is that both sides of my family come from some sort of addiction, not like directly my parents, my mom and my dad, but each side of the family. And the doctors had told my parents that like, oh, your kids, watch out for addiction.
Yeah.
And none of us, there's five of us.
Yeah.
Have ever, as far as I know, struggled with any sort of addiction.
Okay. Well, that's big.
Yeah, I like to have like one drink a month. Like I just never.
You never.
I never.
Even when we've been out with each other.
Yeah.
You're like not a drinker.
Well, I'll go out and I'll have like three cocktails is my max. I know my limits. Like to drive. It's always three cocktails. And then I always have to make sure from my last cocktail, I have the amount of hours before I leave. Of drinks that I've had.
Oh, shit.
Guys. Oh, my.
Good morning. Yes, good now.
Would you like to say something? Let's see if
come
she says
here.
Ready?
Hi. Mama? She's got a big booger on her face. Please get it.
Bye.
patient, Kent. You sweet little soul.
She's
so cute.
She's just staring over Gigi's shoulder right now.
Anyway, so we've spoken about Ocean.
Yeah.
Possibly having addiction issues. She won't. Based on her charm.
She won't. She won't.
But I feel like every parent, maybe not every parent, but I'm hypersensitive. And I always think, I'm like, she's going to date and there's going to be, who is that little fucker that's going to break her heart and like snap him like a little stick?
Right. But you had to learn from that.
Yes.
Think of how much you learned from your first heartbreak.
I'm like, I'm calling his parents.
I'm calling
like it doesn't exist.
It's like
yet,
in kindergarten. She's on the phone. She's like, what? Listen.
I know. It makes me nervous that I'm going to be that mom that like rolls up to the 5-year-old if he pushes my kid. Yeah. And be like, listen here, you little fucker.
Yeah. That was on.
You would never use that language.
Hi, baby.
Yes. You push my kid and we're going toes, bro. Like, you ain't safe.
Sorry.
All right? You want to act like a grown kid pushing my beautiful child?
I'll throw you across the yard.
Go call the duty.
Aww.
Anyway, okay. Before we cut to a break, before we have the beautiful and incredible Larsa Pippen on, I want to remind you guys that I am going on tour. That is right. Give Them Lala, the brand new tour, is coming to a city near you. We're kicking off in Irvine, but we're sold out, you guys. That is what's up. That's our first stop. Then we are hitting Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Nashville, New Orleans, Houston, Texas, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas. I cannot wait. And you guys, I already spoiled Nashville, who my guests are. Sheena and Brock will be in Nashville, Tennessee with me. You are welcome. We have the most incredible segment that actually Sheena came up with because she's a freaking genius. But I like the idea of having the surprise element, like surprise guests on each, you know, each stop in each city. So I'm going to keep the rest of the guests under wraps. But because I already talked about Brock and Sheena in Nashville, like y'all already know they're coming. But if you're in any of the other cities, get ready because I am having surprise guests pop up left and right.
I know. I heard her talking to some of them and I was like, stop.
I know. It's such a vibe. I cannot wait. All right. We're going to cut to a break and we will be right back with Larsa Pippen.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, my loves, we are back with Larsa Pippen. Oh my God, you're so gorge.
Oh, you're so gorge.
Good God, I want to be you always. First of all, I have to say, so I'm a Real Housewives fanatic. I really was deep diving into you after I found out like Real Housewives of Miami is returning. We have Larsa Pippen on and I just went balls deep into like all things Larsa Pippen. How's the season? Like, what are you hating? What are you loving? I mean, you look amazing. Like, you're fun to watch and level-headed at the same time, which is hard to do.
You know what's funny? I feel like my tone is always so calm. I never really like get loud. And I feel like when I did the reunion, I was a psychopath. Like, it was almost like an out-of-body experience. Like, I was just yelling like I had Tourette's. I just was like yelling at everyone. And I'm not even like that. But I was just like, I think when you do the reunion, it's like you have a lot of emotions. I feel like there's things that are like you wanted to say that you didn't have a chance to say. So like we just shot the reunion and I was like, I left the reunion. I was like, oh my God, Larsa, like you should have toned it down. Like,
no, I get it. And then you do the reunion and it's, you see everything that everyone else has been saying behind your back all season.
Yeah.
I totally get it. There's
girl, but like, I even like that. I don't even go for anyone. I'm never like, I have like the best vibes. I never like talk about anyone. Like literally, I'm like, someone could be talking about the person and I'm like, you know, I don't know. Like I personally don't know her enough to talk about her. Like that's normally how I am.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah. I feel like I've never in life had a problem with anyone. You got to remember, I was married for like 21 years. Like I have 4 kids. Like I never was like, you know, in a position where I had to like defend my character, my, you know, who I am. It's like, and I'm sure you're probably going to be dealing with this too. Like now that you're like single or like, it's like a different, it's a different world when you're single as opposed to when you're with someone.
Oh my God, completely. I feel like I'm a brand new human being and all of the things that I thought I knew about life have completely changed. And just my outlook and view on what I want. What are my dreams and hopes? And how do I want to raise my child to go out into the world and be like a productive human in society? I know exactly what you're talking about. Do you feel like you enjoyed filming enough to go back for another season?
I mean, I had a good experience. It was fun for me. Like when I shot Housewives 10 years ago, I was married. It was different. My kids were so little. Like it was just different for me this time around being single, my kids being older and me asking them, hey, do you guys want to film with me today? And they were like, yeah, or they'd say no. So it was different. It was better this time around for me as far as like just being more open to sharing my life. You know, I think when you're like married to someone, especially someone that's like, you know, like in the spotlight, you want to protect him. And I always wanted to protect Scotty. I didn't want to make him look a certain way or have his character be, you know, compromised because a girl didn't like what I was wearing, you know, just like dumb
stuff. Right.
So I feel like this time around, I wasn't worried about that. I just had fun. It was a good experience for me other than me looking like a lunatic.
I don't think you looked like a lunatic. I think like everything you say makes so much sense. The thing about you is when I'm watching you, you keep it real calm, cool, and collected until someone won't let shit go. And then you have to take it to 100, which I think is valid, but you're also talking to someone who takes it from 0 to 100 like that.
You know what? For me, I just feel like I'm big on boundaries. You know, like if I knew there was a subject that you were sensitive about, I would never bring it up. I would never bring it up to kind of like get you to have to like, you know, just to put you in a position where you're not going to be happy with me. I would never do that.
Do you feel like when you're filming and people do that, that they're doing it because they know they're on TV? Or do you think that that's who they really are? Like they would cross those boundaries even if a camera wasn't on?
It's only for cameras. Like it's not like she would never say that to me in real life. Like it's cameras. Like, no.
It was a little crazy. It was kind of like, shut the fuck up. Like enough already.
What it was kind of like, I don't know. I just couldn't imagine. Like you're this like grown ass woman. Do you really want to act like this? Do you really want to like be this person? Cause like for me, I was like so calm. I was like, hey, there's boundaries for me. I don't want to talk about, you know, someone's husband. I don't want to like, I don't like to have these conversations. It's just not my thing. I don't leave my kids to go spend time with women that literally are talking about nonsense. It's just not my thing. I have way too much going on for me to like spend time on nonsense, you know?
No, I think you handled yourself like a class act, honestly.
I literally, I was so upset, I cried. Like there were, I think I cried like twice. I was like, you know, when you're so upset that you can either go one of two ways. So either I'm going to get up and like flip the table and it's going to get really crazy, or I'm just going to leave.
And sob.
You can't like control it. Like I'm not used to having to like control like how I feel, you know?
Yes. There were so many times this past season that we filmed that I was like, I'm either going to break all of Lisa Vanderpump's china over all these motherfuckers' heads, or I'm going to go collect myself and just sob my eyes out. And I think the sobbing was the way to go.
I just feel like you can come back from a good cry. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm this like crazy person and it's like hard to come back from it, you know?
I totally know. And by the way, I was loving the OnlyFans thing. You're hot, obviously, and people are going to pay a lot of money to see your kneecap. That's just what it is. No one could grasp that.
Well, you know what it is? A lot of the girls on the show are not really like up to date, like on current platforms, like social media platforms. So for them, they didn't even know that Snapchat started off sending nudes. That's kind of what
right.
Snapchat started out as. And now it's so mainstream. My kids are on Snapchat. You know, everyone's on Snapchat. So I feel like, you know, OnlyFans started out a certain way, but they've definitely broadened, you know, their audience. They've broadened the creators. It's like, everyone's on there. Chefs, trainers, like everyone's on there.
Right.
And my subscription's free. So the fact that I was being like attacked for my OnlyFans, it's kind of like reasoning with like someone that just doesn't like use their brain. It's just not
right. And I also feel like if you were on there showing some ass, what the hell is it to you anyway? You know?
Listen, like as long as I'm happy, I feel good about myself. My kids are happy. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else.
Do you feel happy?
I'm so happy. I feel like I'm in such a good place. I think like when you go through a divorce, I just feel like for me, I dealt with like guilt. I don't know if you like dealt with that, like having kids. I just feel like you feel like you let your kids down, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, and it's hard. It's hard on everyone. So I feel like for me, I dealt with like a lot of that. Like I should try to make it work. And that's kind of why we kept working things out. Like I would go back because I felt so bad. But then I just like, I had a, you know, come to Jesus moment where I was just like, I'm never going to be happy. I'm just never going to be happy. And either I'm going to get like, you know, I have to deal with depression or just move on and kind of like work it out. And we've been really lucky. You know, we're best friends. We do everything together. We respect each other. I don't know what your situation is like, but it's like you have to really dig deep at times to like basically be the best version of yourself and only do it for your daughter. You know what I mean? Like just for your family. Like right. That's kind of how I view things and how I handle things. It's not always great. It's not always perfect, but I always try to like look at like, you know, the blessings that I had from being with Scotty.
Right.
That's kind of how I like navigate, like dealing with him at times.
What age were you when you got married?
I met him when I was 21. I turned 22, like 14 days after we got married.
You were a baby.
Yeah.
What's the age difference between you and Scotty?
I think we're 10 years apart.
10 years. And what was that like being, I'm sure you were mature for your age at that point in time, but nevertheless, you were a young girl. What was that like being in? Because he was like Scottie Pippen at that time. Like, what was it like being the wife of a superstar like that? Did you feel like you got lost in the shadows a little bit?
You know what? No, we had like a great relationship. He's very like, he's from the South. He's very normal. He's very quiet. Like, you know, I was happy. I was happy for a long time. I just think like, you know, how you grow and you can either grow together, or you can grow apart. And I feel like I was so young. I was 21 years old. Like I never had a job before. Like I literally was, I met him the summer before my senior year in college. I went back for my senior year in college and then I got married. Like everything that I had was basically from Scotty.
Okay. At what point in time did you realize like, oh my gosh, I'm living? Because you said something that struck me on the show that you looked around and realized that you were living someone else's dream.
It was everyone. It was like my kids, Scotty. So it was like, you got to remember, I have four kids. So imagine like it was Scotty came first, his career, basketball. And as soon as things started to slow down, it was like, I had four kids. So this one wants to play basketball and this one wants to play football and this one. So I always put myself last. And by the time it was time for me, I was like, oh my God, like who the fuck am I?
Right.
What do I like to do? What do I, you know, I never used to go out without Scotty ever. Like I was so like committed, like traveled with him every 2 days. We never spent any time apart. We were like together all the time. So literally like I was the girl that was in the gym shooting with him. Like that was me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I love that you guys still have maintained an incredible relationship. I can't say the same for me and my situation. And I don't think we'll ever get to that point.
You never know. Cause I feel like sometimes like when you're hurt, you handle things different than when you're just over it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not suffering. Yes, there was a lot of betrayal. What he was doing behind the scenes was not the same as the life he was portraying when we were around each other. So it's hard for me to come from a place of like mourning a loss when there was no loss because it wasn't ever real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're looking at it like that. And I promise you, when we talk like in like 2 years, you're going to be looking at it differently.
I hope so. I mean, just the fact that you were married for 21 years, I feel is absolutely incredible. Something was working. But like you say, people grow and you can grow together, or you can grow apart. So how old was your youngest when you felt like I need to kind of reclaim my identity because you had been living for other people for so long, which is great. You're a mother. That's like the epitome of a mother's love and a wife's love. Like, you did all the things right.
I think like when my daughter was like 6 or 7, I felt like I just was like, you know, it's just not going to work. When they're young, it's so hard. It's hard to go back and forth, different homes. You know, it's just hard on the kids. So I kind of feel like I am happy that like I did go back. Like, we broke up at one time, then I did go back. And then I spent like a couple more, like another year or so, because I felt like it was good for my kids not to feel like we were still together. We still traveled together. You almost have to do everything. Every move that you make, you really should just think about your kids.
And now that you are, you know, divorce has been finalized, how old is your daughter? Because she's your baby.
She's 12.
She's 12. And what was that like when she was like, did she have a choice? Because I know your boys live with Scotty.
Oh, no, they don't have Scotty. They go back and forth.
Oh, they go back and forth. Because they're older.
Well, I have one at Vanderbilt. He's 21. I have 19. I have 16 and I have 12. Sophia's 12.
Oh my gosh.
When I shot Housewives, they started school in LA. So they had to go to LA. So they spent a month without me.
You're in LA now.
Yeah. But in a month, I'm going back to Miami. They'll be here for a month and then they'll come to me. So they really are with me 99% of the time.
They love their mamas.
I would do anything for my kids. Like, I remember my son when he was probably like, it was Preston, when he was probably like 6 years old, he came home and he was crying because he forgot his book at school. And so I jumped in the Ferrari, blew every light. I was like, don't cry. I was like, Preston, I promise if the school guards or the school security is gone, I will break into school and get your books. Don't worry. You will not get in trouble. So I get there and they were like, oh, the school's closed. And I was like, there's got to be somebody. We ran around the whole entire school and there was one door that was unlocked. Girl, I got in that room. I got my son's book.
You're such a badass.
I was like, I'm never going to let my kids down. I was like, oh no, I'll break into that school. I'll go to jail, but you will have a book.
But you're going to have your book. That is badass.
Yeah.
Blew every light for the book. I know that is, because I don't think people really realize what that type of love is for a child until you, no matter how your child got here, by the way, adoption, you had it on your own, surrogacy. When your child is in front of you and you see that little baby, you're like, I will fuck shit up for you any day of the week.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So what is it that you, when you were not in the relationship anymore, you were living for Larsa, what was the first thing that you were like, this is what I want to do and this is what I've always wanted to do? Was it your jewelry line or did you have that before?
No, it was my jewelry line. You know, I wanted to do things when I was with Scotty, but it was like, he was more like, when do you have time? You don't have time between me and the kids. You don't have time. So I was like, okay, so next year I'll do it. So the following year I'll do it. And I just never had the opportunity just because I was so consumed in their lives. But I did my jewelry line. Yeah, Larsa Marie.
And is that what you're just like, that's your baby right now besides your other kids?
I love it. Yeah. I only want to do things that I love doing. You know, I feel like at this point, I don't want to do things that I don't love or believe in. And I feel like for me, like that was like, I love jewelry. I'm the kind of person, I wear earrings, necklace to the gym. So I'm not like, you know, I wear it with sweats. I'll wear it out. So
right.
Love it.
You love it. And you have to have something that you're passionate about and that you can pour your heart and soul into. And your stuff is beautiful. Where can people purchase if they're living under a rock? They don't know where to purchase Larsa Marie jewelry. Where do they go?
They go to Saks or I have a website, larsamarie.com.
When did you start this jewelry line that you're like already in Saks?
2 years ago.
Fuck, bitch. Good for you.
Thank you. I go 0 to 100. I feel like you're like that too.
I mean, I try, but it's exhausting with a 1-year-old. Are we dating anybody?
No.
No time?
No, I have time. I just feel like I gotta like figure out what I like, or I gotta change what I like.
No more athletes?
I'm not saying no more athletes. I know that people are like, I'm like, it's not like I just am in that pool of friends or that pond.
Right.
I just feel like I was very comfortable in that temperature of that pond.
Right.
I'm used to the schedule. I'm used to the conversations, but I do feel like I should take my talents to the Mediterranean or like other seas and just kind of see, you know,
see what's out there.
Right. See how well I swim. I don't know.
I love that. I'm in this boat where like, I don't even know if you were to place a dude in front of me, I wouldn't know how to communicate with him. I wouldn't know how to flirt. I'm like, granted, I only got out of this like 4 months ago, but I'm like, what do I do with this hoo-ha? I mean, I don't know. I'm like, I've been put in a time capsule and just arrived on planet Earth yesterday. is how I'm feeling.
How long were you guys together?
6 years.
Oh, yeah. That's so long. Yeah.
It's a long time. And the same person. And then during that time period is when I got sober. So not only am I diving into new territory, I have no lubrication to kind of make me loose, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
It's rough out there.
I mean, I feel like timing is really important, you know?
Yeah, like when you go searching for it, it's probably not going to happen.
I feel like you just have to like lay low and be selective. Be like the, you know, like the stars where you don't come out all the time.
Ooh.
If you come out all the time, you kind of lose your stock. Cause I feel like I used to do that. I used to like as soon as Scotty and I broke up, I felt like I had to go to like every event. I had to go to every party. And now I feel like I'm at a place where I'm like, I really don't care. Like I'm so good. I don't even care.
Oh, I need to get on that. I mean, I think I'm a little bit too much on that train where I'm like, home sounds much better than going out and like talking to people that I really don't give a shit about.
Last year, if you would have called me and you were like, hey, let's go to like Dave & Buster's and then let's go. I'd be, if you asked me to do something twice, like I probably will do it. The first time I'll be like, I shouldn't. And then like the second time I'll be like, okay, if you really want to go, let's go. Like I'm like that person. So I didn't know how to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 5 billion friends. So every time someone calls me, I'd be like, okay, okay, okay. And then like, I was like, I'm exhausted from making everyone happy.
Yeah, you were out every night of the week.
Yeah, just like day, night, like lunch, breakfast, coffee, snack.
Yeah, well, in the places that, you know, you and I live in or travel to, there's something happening 24/7. You can always find a reason to go do something.
Yeah, totally.
And it is exhausting. So before I let you go, I have one question. Do you have any age range that is like your minimum and maximum?
I don't know. I hate to put age on someone because I feel like when I was 21, I could have easily been with like a 40-year-old man because I was so mature at 21.
Right.
Do you feel like?
You know, I feel like I was because my ex was 20 years older than me.
Oh, so yeah. So you know what I'm talking. I just feel like sometimes you can't really put age on it. Like, my parents are 10 years apart. My uncle and his wife were like 25 years apart. So for me, I don't think of age like that. You know, I see girls that are 25 that are like so old. And then I see people that are 45 that are so young.
Right.
I don't know. I think like if I had to put an age on it, I would say maybe like I should date guys that are 28.
Okay.
To like 55.
That's great. That leaves a lot of men to pick from.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on that. Not the 55. I think like 28 should be the, for me, the youngest. I don't think I could go back to the 20 years, girl.
Well, 20 years is a lot.
That's a lot.
It probably like what you needed when you were younger, you didn't need when you, like right now. It was like what you needed was different.
Damn. You've given me a lot to think about. You've been dropping mad knowledge and you don't even realize it. Do you realize it?
I mean, I feel like I'm good at relationships.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit you up more often.
Speed dial. I got you.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast, Larsa. I appreciate it.
Yes. I'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye, babe.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.